in contradistinction perhaps to animals or other things, where it doesn't have to be the specific hashgacha for each cow. What Derech Hashem says. Cows have to work in a way that they fulfill their role in the Bria. Cats, they have to eat mice. We're not going to punish or reward each individual cat for how much mice it caught. But cats have to eat mice. That's what Hashem has to take care of. And that's the Chaychos Milamata, the cats eat mice. But people, every person has a different life. Every person has the choice. The whole gamut from perfection to an utter Rasha Marusha, and all the billion shades in between. So that all, and every person is judged, and every person is different than every other person. Every individual is his own world in itself. So it's much more complex, much more complicated. That's the hashgacha needed for people. That is the third paragraph. And he's going to elaborate on that and explain more in Perek Beis, which is what we'll start today in the text. This was Chelek Aleph. I went through the three paragraphs with you. Perek Beis. The Mikre Haminu Anushi Bolam Azeh. Now you're getting down to more specific forms of Hashgacha. Paragraph 1. Aleph. In Ekor Hikdamnu, we pointed out already that this would be in the second Perek of the first section. It also is the first Perek in Sosa Sharon. Hayos Tachlis Brios Amin Hanushi, the goal, where do we want to reach? L'she Yizke V'yagia L'tovo Amiti. Hashem is Tov, he wants to be Meitiv, mankind has Bechira, so the person should reach the true Tov, which is to be to bond with Hashem, to create that Tov himself or herself through Bechira. It's not a freebie, it's not automatic. We struggle and we overcome and we created our own goodness, and thus we can bond with Hashem and have Tuv Amiti. And that is the bonding with Hashem, Olam Haba, and that's forever and ever, that's for all eternity, and that's the goal, that's what we want to reach. And again, it's reached, and it's the perfect soul, because a person earned it through Bechira. The Nimsa, so it turns out, Shasov called Nugulov, Nehu Amenuchal Olam Haba. So we're on a very long journey, and at the end of the journey, the last stop of the journey, Bez Hashem, we should make it, is Olam Haba. He's not talking about the Olam after death, where the Neshamas go. If you remember, that's just a stop off station. That's just where you change planes. That's just where you wait in the King David Lounge, and you're waiting for the next plane to take off. But we're talking about after Tchias HaMeisu. That's the Derech Hashem, the Sushita. That the ultimate, at the end of it all, is really the reconnection of the body to the soul. It's a highly refined body, not like Malachim, very not Gashmi, very not Chomer. But the body needs its reward too, and it reconnects with the Neshama. And it bonds with Hashem to the degree that it perfected itself. So that's the soul called Gebul. If you know who Amenucha Olam Haba. Omnam. So why can't you start off there? We know already why. Because we are Chachma El Yaina Hayos Roboi V'Na'os. It's appropriate and fitting. Sheyiktam Nozeh Matzal of Olam Hazeh. You start off in this world. Nikshar, tied to, v'nigbal, and dependent on, limited by, v'chukos temazeh olam, by the laws of nature in this world, and that includes the titles that we have to eat, that
we have to sleep, including we have to be married and have children and go through life and earn money and be busy with earning money and paying, you know, so the whole life. So if you do it correctly, everything is about the Hashem. But if you don't necessarily do it correctly, even if you don't do anything else, or it certainly tears you away from Hashem. But that's what Hashem wants you to be in such a world. As the Mishnah Zisharim puts it, the world full of nisyonos, where no matter what, you're faced with a nisayon. If you're rich, you're faced with a nisayon. If you're poor, you're faced with a nisayon. If you are Baal Yisurim and you constantly get sick, you're faced with nisayonos. If you're always healthy, you're faced with nisayonos. Everything's a nisayon. So that's what Hashem said. We should be in the Olam Hazeh for Nikshar V'Nikba B'chukos Tev Hazeh Olam. So that Tia HaChono Hamitas, that is the perfect preparation stage. This is where it's happening. This is what's determining what we're going to be. So this is the preparation for Olam Haba. For Haruya, this is the truth because it's Bechira. And is the Sionos, that's why it's Amitas and Nechona, because the freebie could have been Hashem just creates Olam Haba and everything bonds with Hashem. But this, you go through this and you struggle and you have aggravation and you fall and you fail and you try and everything that goes on. That's for the good people, for the not so good people, for the bad people. The whole history, everything. This is the proper place, Magia L'Tachlus HaNetzach, as we know. Because the ultimate good is the good that you deserve, that you earned. That you earned, and you made yourself tov. L'fi HaShorish HaSeh, so, based on this whole idea, and everything we said in the first parak of this section, see they're calling Yoni Zeh Olam, so everything in this world is Leos Mahachana Ula Hazmana. It's preparing you for the next world. Whether it's mitzvahs that are there for the picking, so that you should make yourself more spiritual. Whether it's temptations that by avoiding them you get schar, and the energy of avoiding an aveir. How do you fulfill a lav? 365 lavim. Nobody in this room is right now fulfilling the lav of Lo Sirtzach, even though you're not killing anybody. You only fulfill the lav of Lo Sirtzach with its spiritual energy when you have the situation where you want to do it, where you could do it, where you have Bechira to do it, and you don't do it. You refrain. I pick Lo Sirtzach, so you'll say, well, you know, except for my teenage kids, I never wanted to kill anybody. But then you think about embarrassing people. And you have to hold your tongue. Someone did something to you and you could embarrass them publicly, which is tantamount to killing them. And so it's not such a bad example because that can come up every single day. So we have a chance to be witty or a chance to get someone back, and then you can be able to see claim or see there also, the boot. And this is, so that's, you know, or getting angry. So everything has a spiritual potential. Everything is there for Yechana. Everything. So anytime you're faced with a situation, this is very empowering. This means you should, every situation you're in, whether it calls for patience, or it calls for not getting angry, or it calls for doing something b'chuyif to do, or it calls for refraining from eating something questionable, or doing something questionable, or a mitzvah saseh that comes at great cost, comes at cost to something else you want to do, or you're in a situation of the nisayon, of which Mishnah Zisharim speaks out, whether you're rich or you're poor or you're smart or you're not so smart or you're energetic or you're lazy or everything in life. It's everything is happening as sort of, Mishnah Zisharim just simply says everything's in a cycle. There, Hashem here is speaking it out much more clearly and glaringly. Everything is your ticket to Olam Haba. Everything is made in your life for your preparation, for you to perfect yourself and go into Olam Haba. And you're either going to succeed or you're going to fail. But everything is that. You're stuck in traffic and you're getting angry. Okay? You say, oh, Hashem created this situation to see if I get angry or not. This is one of the things in my life. Or a spouse, or a child, or a grandchild, or your neighbor. Right? There's always things happening to make you angry, to make people angry, to make people upset, to get them to talk Lashon Hara, to get them to be maybe in the coma, or the tira at least, bearing a grudge. Any nida, so you have to think of it. Everything that happens in your life is part of everything. This world is a preparation for the next world, and everything in your life is a preparation for you to see if you're gonna go on that path or not. So that's what he says here in the first paragraph. Well, if the Asherish HaZeh, the last two lines, three lines, see they're calling Yoni, he said, hold on, everything that happens in this world, Leos V'Hachana Ula Hazmana, everything is a preparation and invitation, meaning really means preparation, to be Muzman, is to be prepared, to be appointed, to be ready. L'mayiyah HaKak B'Olam HaTachlis Yisholam HaBo. Okay. But this preparation, meaning the preparation of doing things which will allow me to be attached to Hashem, there's two aspects to it. Echad ishi, personal, v'sheni klali, mankind. To say humankind nowadays, okay, I'll say humankind, no such word. Mankind. Remember, Hashem wants the whole world to reach a goal. It's not really about the individuals per se. It's about the world that He created. Certainly the Jewish people are one. He wants the Jewish people to reach a certain place. He wants the world to reach a certain place. He wants the Jewish people to reach a certain place. He wants you to reach a certain place. That's what the Hashem is saying. Realize that there are two maslulim going on. There's your personal maslul, and then there's the general maslul of the world, of mankind. Ishi, who inyan kinias olam eshleimusu b'masot, the ishi is you, what you do through your efforts, your struggles with the Yetzer Hara, your struggles to perfect yourself, that's personal. V'haklali, who his name haminu anushi b'chlala olam haba, and the general one is we'll talk about Klal Yisrael, that there's an Olam Haba for Klal Yisrael. It's not about the individual. It's really about Klal Yisrael. It's really about mankind, but mankind isn't really messed up. And they're already not in the running. It's about Klal Yisrael. So that's the goal is not the individual. The goal is Klal Yisrael. There's two goals. Each individual is judged, and that means that each individual is judged as an individual, personal struggles, personal battles with the Yetzer Hara, personal achievements, personal perfection. But then it's also the contribution to the cloud. Now that doesn't have to be a specific separate contribution. It could be your perfection in your house, in your family, in your little Dalet Amos. So that's not only you personally, that's also part of the whole. So that's okay. It doesn't mean that in order to contribute to the klal, he has to get into the newspapers and be in the headlines, and win an award, and have a building named after you, and have a plaque and a cornerstone. And it doesn't mean that. But realize that there's two issues here. There's the issue of the individual, and what Hashem wants is that part of the goal, or maybe the main goal, or maybe the goal was for the group, for the Klal Yisrael, for there to be an Olam Haba, for mankind to be Zoche. I can't even say mankind, you can talk about Klal Yisrael. That's what it is. That's what happened. And everybody has their role in that Klal. So they're working for themselves, and they're working for the Klal. If you're in a factory producing a car, so you get your day's paycheck by putting in this screw in the back door. That's why you get your, that's your personal, you make a living from that, and you put in the screw in the back door. And you're also helping to build the car, because the goal is not the back door. The goal is the car. Okay. Now, your schar, your reward, your salary, is based on how you do your job. And if the car, let's say, well, the car has to get built, but let's say it's messed up, it's delayed, or whatever, because of other people, so you'll get your car. But there's two things going on. And that's important to know. There's the ishi, the personal, and the klali. Uperis el inyan hu. He further explains this. Ki habiyos haminu anushi. Mankind, nivra v'yetza tov v'yetza hara u'bevechira. Yineh lo yimona efsharus b'chalokov lios man tov v'mum lehem ra. So some people are going to be righteous and some people are going to be wicked. That's going to be inevitable. Inevitably, some people are going to be told, some people are going to be wrapped. The soul from Gilgul, so what happens when you get to the end, the Olam Haba? First, yes, Yutku Haroim, the wicked people will not be around. They'll be pushed neutral. They won't be part of the ultimate goal. The Yitzhak, so I told them, the Yasim and Klal Echot, and there'll be like a collection of the Tovim. And that Klal, all of those are for the individual, right? It's for the Klal. It's for mankind. This world is for mankind, or for any particular person. It's for mankind. So all of those are for mankind. Individuals were created. Some individuals pass the grade, some individuals don't pass the grade. If you don't pass the grade, you're out. Right? Many Yisrael didn't go out of the tribe, and they didn't become part of Klal Yisrael. They stayed in the tribe, they died during the Yerichoshech, the Chamushim Olam B'nai Yisrael, the Eretz Yisroel, horrific numbers. If you take what Chazal said literally, it's absolutely horrific numbers, the people that were pushed aside and didn't become part of Klal Yisrael. So that's, imagine that in Olam Haba. There'll be, I don't know if it'll be four-fifths. There'll be a number of people who don't make the grade, and they won't be part of this ultimate goal, and then there's people. The Yehoshim and Klal Echad, and they will, just when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, and let's say, the individuals were Zocher, so Klal Yisrael was formed, out of those individuals who were Zocher at the end, right? The one-fifth, we'll call it. Terrific numbers, it's hard to believe. There's even worse numbers than Medrash, but we won't even talk about those numbers. Let's stick with one-fifth. And they form Klal Yisrael. So that's the way it's going to be lesson level two. The Yisrael and Klal Echa. Shema Klal Hahu Yehutar Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba again is for a group, it's not for an individual. There will be people told, people are ra because of the nature of Bechira. Some people will fall, some people will gain, some people will make the finish line, some people won't. So Olam Haba, just like Olam Hazeh is created for mankind, Olam Haba is created for the good people, for the people that make it to the finish line. For the people that are Zochet, to get into Olam Haba, to bond with Hashem, the way we describe it. V'ulam, paragraph 3, V'ulam Chok HaMechira, Shemachriach, which demands Efsharus Shosacharnu Chelkei Hamin HaEnoshi, that there will be Leos Tovim Oron, that part of mankind will be good and part of mankind will be bad. V'chein Leos Kitzosom Tovim V'Kitzosom Roim. I'm sorry, Leos Tovim Oron, and therefore some people will end up good and some people will make too many bad choices and end up bad. This reflects itself in each person. It's theoretically possible that right, everybody will be good, everybody will be bad, but really everybody's a mixture, because that's life. Everybody's a mixture of good and bad. This is why what has to be worked out in the Olam HaNefoshes, he's saying. Because people are a mixture of good and bad. And very, very few people can bond with Hashem for all eternity the way they are when they die. Even the good people, let's say the good is measured by the majority of their deeds, but there's bad there also. So they can't just, there's something stopping them from that ultimate bond. This is going to be Gehen. This is going to be the world of the Nefashos, the punishment that's going to purify the soul and allow it to move on. That's what he's saying here. Since you have a choice, some people are going to be good, some people are going to be bad, and everybody's going to be partly good and partly bad, virtually everybody will be partly good and partly bad. This is really blocking going on to the ultimate bonding. A mixture of good and bad. Nobody's perfect and no one's terrible, bad, completely. Virtually no. Okay? To be kashe, to take into account. We have to deal with the bad that people did. We have to deal with the partly bad people too. We can't just follow the majority. Even though we're told you follow the majority. The following the majority says that you will now have an opportunity to be purified from your sins and you'll be able to move on to the ultimate reward. Hashem is not going to ignore things that you did. If you do tshuva, you wipe away the bad you did. We're not talking about tshuva, we're talking about the person. So there's a mixture of good and bad, and the bad has to be dealt with. Can't just ignore it. It's not ignored. So there's a lot of people. Each person is a mixture of good and bad to varying degrees. And you can't just move on and say, well, this person made the grade, this person didn't make the grade, because every good deed has to be rewarded and every bad deed has to have some form of punishment. And the neshama can't just bond with Hashem if it's flawed, if it has mud attached to it. So something, it has to undergo a purification process and allow it to bond with Hashem completely. Okay, therefore, those are Achot Mo Eliyona L'Chalik HaGmul Bein L'Tzchar Bein L'Onesh B'Shnei Zmanim U'B'Shnei Mekomos. So there's two basins, two Batimim that are judging you. One, the Hainu Shehine Klal HaMaisim Yitzchalik L'Rovu L'Miyut. First, we'll see what the majority of these are. And we'll judge a person in the basic status based on the role. The Malka Usman Haro'ilo. And he'll explain what's appropriate, for each person to get we'll see, sometimes the majority is good, sometimes the majority is unfortunately bad. So that has to be dealt with. The Yudan Haro Levado. The schar is to bond with Hashem forever and ever and ever. The honor is that he won't be there. Right? In the ultimate makom of reward, there's no punishment. You either made the grade or you didn't make the grade. He also did some Yatova Mitiva Obey. And that will be judged by the road. If most of these deeds are good, you make it into Olam Haba. And if Chas V'Shalom the opposite, then you don't make it. You're not there. But every good deed has to be rewarded, and every bad deed has to be punished. So what happens to the good deeds of the Rasha? Your classification as a Rasha or a Tzaddik will follow the road, and you'll either move on to your reward or you won't. But what happened to the Miut Maisim? So that's where you have Russia will be rewarded for his good deeds in this world. That's why this is a Chal's approach to Russia with Olo. He's describing it very clearly that it's the schar for the Russia's good deeds. This is where he'll get the schar. He's judged, and as long as he's rov averos, he's not going to the ultimate reward. So where will he get the reward? He'll get the reward for his miut ma'asim tovim. He'll get it in this world. Miut haschus v'shalom haschus v'tzadik onesh avonoso v'yisurin shabo. In this world, we'll talk about Gehenna soon. Ba'ofen sheyushlam hamishpat v'kol. So now everything is perfect. Who are categorized as tzaddikim by their robes chusin. So they'll be left now. There won't be any mud on his neshama. He got his punishment in this world. So their miut aveiros for Hashem, yidochu v'yovedu, and Hashem will now disappear. They didn't make the grade, so they won't be around. B'lishi yishoyel have tiny cloud, and the good deeds they got rewarded for. So that is the function of. So in this world, this is how he's taking the picture now. He's going to talk about Gehenna in the next paragraph. Gehenna is a further way of purifying the tzaddikim to make them ready to go into Olam Haba. Remember, Olam Haba is after the summation of Olam Haba, is the thing that's forever, forever and ever. The Olam HaNeshamos that says the death, according to Ramchal, is a temporary station. So far, he didn't describe anything going on in the temporary station. He's talking about a person is classified as tzaddik or rasha based on most of his deeds. The miut, their deeds will be punished in olam hazeh because of the aggravation and the tzaros, maybe tragedies, things that happen in olam hazeh. There's a tzaddik moralo. There's another way with Ganon, but we'll get to that. Right now we're learning that everything is taken care of in this world. The tzaddikim have their bad deeds taken care of, and the rishonim have their good deeds taken care of. They have things in this world, and that's really what we call tzaddik ra'lo moshe v'tovlo, and this is how he explains it. And now the tzaddik can go on and move into olam haba, because there's nothing blocking anymore. So when olam haba comes around, he's part of the group. That determination is made by the classification of tzaddik or rasha based on rov ma'asim. Okay, I'm going to stop now. This is heavy stuff, and anyway, it's time to stop. I just realized. Okay.